The U.S. Senate demonstrated an inability to act on gun reform legislation last night, even in the wake of the Orlando, Florida massacre. As it stands now, 40% of gun sales are unlicensed. Weapons and ammunition in all but 18 of the 50 states in the union sold online or at gun shows have no background checks. Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski.
Background checks do work. In 18 states where background checks are required for all handgun sales, 46% of fewer women are killed by domestic partners, and 48% fewer law enforcement officers are killed with handguns. So if you want to protect law enforcement, if you want to protect us from domestic violence abusers and so on, you want to close this gun show loophole. It'll not only deal with terrorists, but it'll deal with people who are deeply, deeply troubled.
Mikulski says after Newtown, Aurora, after Charleston, and now after Orlando, she thought the Senate would do something. Senate Democrats say 90% of the population in the U.S., including those who own and those who don't own guns, are in favor of enacting legislation for stronger background checks. They would close the gun show and internet gun purchasing and gun transfer loophole and prevent suspected terrorists from purchasing guns. Here in New York City, there is outrage among elected officials over the U.S. Senate's inability to act. New York City Council member from the East Side in Manhattan, Dan Gorodnick, says what we are seeing from Republicans in Congress is unacceptable, where there is tragedy after tragedy in this country, but an utter failure to respond.
You know, they're acting like a wholly owned subsidiary of the National Rifle Association, and Americans deserve better. We are failing as a country. This is the shame of this country, and there's simply no excuse or any explanation any more that anybody should accept other than action, which delivers more rules, more regulations. If you cannot fly, you should not be able to buy a gun. You should not be able to access these guns that are being committed in mass murders in this country. Under any circumstances, this is simply unacceptable.
Is the answer to have different representatives in the country?
Throw them out. Throw them out. Everyone understands what is going on here. There are no more excuses. The American people are fed up. They want to see action. This is something which crosses party lines. People want to see results, and they're going to demand it, and they should demand it.
At City Hall today, New York City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Vivedito says the failure by the Senate to agree on gun reform legislation is disgusting, despicable.
I just don't really know what it takes and what the value of a life is, you know, in the eyes of the Republican Congress. What has been asked for in terms of the measures that they were looking to vote on were common sense measures. And they can save, and they will save lives if they would be implemented. So that is it. I mean, what we need to do, continue to do, is to organize. We need to continue to get involved in electoral politics and make sure that we're voting for people that really uphold what the majority of this country has indicated they want to see implemented. Okay, because we're talking about the majority of people believe in these common sense laws and the NRA's ability, all right, to subvert democracy. Is something that we cannot accept. So this is really a call to action. We need to really get engaged and understand the value of our vote and our voice and our mobilizing power. And I have never seen a more urgent time than now. Obviously, the situation at Pulse and that terrorist and hateful act, but also with regards to the climate that is being created right now in this presidential cycle with the Republican presumptive nominee, who today, right now as we speak, is meeting in this city with religious leaders who have at their core to take away rights from our LGBT brothers and sisters, who are responsible in what they preach to foster and fuel hate. Very personal for me. I'm horrified that that is happening right here. I know that there's actions that are happening. I would hope that I could join my voice in that. But we cannot tolerate that, and this city does not represent or reflect that, neither does this country.
Arrest the NRA! Arrest the NRA! Arrest the NRA! Arrest the NRA! Arrest the NRA!
Today in Washington, D.C., Code Pink held an action outside the National Rifle Association. Large signs read, "Ban assault weapons." Protesters held large pink hearts with photos of people who were murdered at the gay dance club in Orlando.
The criminals are inside!
The criminals are inside!
The criminals are inside!
Code Pink, led by Medea Benjamin, said, "NRA, you have blood on your hands." Protesters chanted, "Arrest the NRA, not us," but 20 Code Pink demonstrators were arrested. This as they formed a human blockade to the entrance of the National Rifle Association.
All right, we're going to pass the mic. Say your name and why you're doing this.
My name is Michael Beer. I'm from Nonviolence International. I live in Northern Virginia. I've actually been thinking of all the police officers around the United States who all oppose assault weapons in the hands of citizens, and how many police are threatened and killed by assault weapons. It's outrageous what is going on, and we must change it.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm Ty Berry. I'm with Code Pink. I live in Washington, D.C. via Los Angeles, California. I'm here for Amanda Aldir. Albert was at Pulse with a group of friends on Snapchat when the gunshots erupted. She looked into the camera, then looked away confused. The video ended there. The 25-year-old loved her nieces, Bella 12 and Zatanna 8, and had gone shopping with them Saturday.
Code Pink outside the NRA in Washington, D.C. today. Queens Councilmember Danny Drum says LGBT people are going to demand action.
On Sunday for the LGBT Pride Parade, you're going to see an overwhelming majority of people in that Pride Parade calling for and demanding that we have gun control laws in our country that are applicable to situations like what happened in Orlando. I mean, there's talk about some creative things going on, perhaps wrapping the NRA in a rainbow-colored flag, and certain things that we will do to get our message across. But the overwhelming majority of LGBT people are not going to sit back any longer and take any inaction on Congress's part. We will move forward. This is part of the LGBT agenda moving forward from here.
And today, the New York City Council put forth a bill which would make it safer for New Yorkers. They want to monitor development of next generation 911. It would move the city from analog to digital and enable texting and videos and photos and cell phone location data to be sent to the 911 system citywide. It seems pretty simple, but New York City is not yet equipped in this way, even though it's being done in over 500 cities countrywide. New York City Council member from Brooklyn, Lori Cumbo, says it will improve safety throughout New York City.
It's going to make sure that those domestic violence survivors have an opportunity to text when they can't make a call. It's going to make sure that when we see the horrific incidents that happened in Orlando, that those individuals will have an opportunity to text when they cannot make a call. This is going to be an incredible tool for the safety of all of New Yorkers, and we are confident that all across the nation, we are going to advance in a very instrumental way.
It's just common sense.
Councilmember James Vacco is chair of the New York City Council's Committee on Technology.
Technology is an evolving field. Every day, something new is happening, and we must move forward. But I think that with all that we've seen in the crises that our country has faced only recently, texting to get help is not just a luxury, it's a necessity today. We faced a terrible situation in Orlando. We face hostage situations constantly. We face domestic violence situations here in the city, where texting is often the only means a person has to reach out for help. Making that telephone call is often not an option. It's often not an option for our deaf community and those who have hearing issues. And we took testimony from that community as well, and their support for the texting option when it comes to reaching 911.
Councilmember James Vacco on Next Gen 911. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York.
There are 1.4 billion Muslims in the world. Some of the rhetoric I'm hearing sounds designed to radicalize all 1.4 billion.
Vice President Joe Biden tore into the presumptive Republican presidential nominee's views on foreign policy. He warns of a potential surge in anti-Americanism.
How do we win this? How do we win this long-term fight? Well, embracing, engaging, and having allies, willing the politics of fear and intolerance, like the proposal to ban Muslims from entering the United States, profiling Muslim Americans, slandering entire religious communities as complicit in terrorism, calls into question American status as the greatest democracy in the history of the world, and in the process, alienating 1.5 million Muslims, the vast, vast majority of whom, at home and abroad, are peace-loving.
Joe Biden says IS wants to manufacture the clash of civilization, to view things in terms of us versus them. Why are we giving them what they want, he asks, when we're so much better than that? Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.